Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 19th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a possible breakthrough in the U.S.-Canada trade dispute. President Donald Trump has paused planned 50% tariffs on selected Canadian goods for 3 days, just hours before a midnight deadline. Trump said the delay came because Washington and Ottawa had a deal pending final documents. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney was more cautious, saying substantial progress had been made, but important work remained. The tariffs would affect about $20 billion worth of Canadian exports, including wine, hockey sticks, and cement. The two countries are negotiating changes to their wider U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Canadian negotiators are also seeking relief from existing duties affecting industries, including steel, aluminum, and automobiles. The three-day pause now gives both sides a narrow window to finalize an agreement. Another news, the U.S. Justice Department has unsealed charges against 17 Iranians accused of a major cyber theft campaign. Prosecutors say the group worked with Iran's Mabna Institute, allegedly conducting hacking operations on behalf of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and other Iranian clients. The campaign targeted hundreds of universities, dozens of U.S. companies, and at least five government agencies. According to the Justice Department, hackers targeted more than 100,000 professor accounts worldwide and successfully breached around 8,000 accounts at U.S. universities. U.S. Attorney Jamie McDonald described the alleged operation as a broad, state-sponsored effort to steal research and intellectual property. Washington's Rewards for Justice program is offering up to $10 million for information leading to the location of several suspects. Most of those charged are believed to remain outside U.S. custody. Around the world, tensions over the Strait of Hormuz are rising again as the U.S. and Iran remain divided over negotiations. President Donald Trump says no talks are currently taking place and has declared the U.S. naval blockade remains in force. Trump also posted a map depicting the strategic waterway as new U.S. territory, escalating his rhetoric over the crucial shipping route. Iran, meanwhile, says Hormuz will remain closed until Washington meets its demands, including lifting the blockade, easing sanctions, and addressing war damages. Iranian negotiator Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf said Tehran would not reopen the strait until those commitments were implemented. The waterway normally carries around a fifth of global oil supplies. Meanwhile, the UAE accused Iran of launching two ballistic missiles towards its territory, while a vessel was reportedly struck by an unknown projectile in the strait. Another news. Ukraine's political debate has taken a new turn during wartime. Former Defense Minister Mykhailo Fedorov has called for presidential elections, arguing that democracy should not be held hostage by Russia. In a video message, the 35-year-old said Ukraine needs a legal, safe, and realistic mechanism to restore a full democratic process despite the prolonged war. Ukraine has remained under martial law since Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022, suspending elections. Fedorov was unexpectedly dismissed as defense minister last month after just 6 months in the job, amid reported tensions with military leadership. He also warned of a systemic crisis of governance and said corruption was damaging the war effort. President Volodymyr Zelensky has not responded publicly. Fedorov has not announced plans to seek office, but his intervention could add pressure to an already strained political system. Another news. A major U.S.-South Korea military exercise is being shortened at Washington's request. Seoul's defense ministry says the annual Ulchi Freedom Shield drills will now end on August 21st, 6 days earlier than originally planned. The ministry also said part of the field training exercise would be reduced in scale, although details remain under discussion. The change follows President Donald Trump's criticism of the drills, which he has called costly and unnecessarily provocative toward North Korea. Trump has also cited South Korea's refusal to assist the U.S. operation against Iran. Around 18,000 South Korean troops were expected to participate, alongside some of the 28,500 U.S. military personnel stationed in South Korea. The development comes as reports suggest Trump wants to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, potentially during a trip to Asia, later this year. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.